Proclamation number 7929 of 27th of June, 1961. Ending an Earth period is imminent. The time set for your redemption will be observed, and this means that a period of redemption will also come to an end, that a new era will begin according to the plan of eternity. As I saw it as necessary and successful for your soul, for the development of the whole of humanity, this plan has been determined, for the spiritual law requires a new order, it requires an intervention on my part, a turning point which is only a blessing, which serves the spiritual upward development. And since eternity I have also known the time when humanity has reached this spiritual law which necessitates a change, and I will also keep to this time and carry out my plan of salvation. After all, my love and my wisdom always determine my rule and activity in the entire universe. And thus the end of one redemption period will take place and a new one will begin again. Because the process of development has to continue unstoppably, because no standstill can occur on my part and because I want to prevent an even deeper sinking of the spiritual substance which lives on earth as a human being. It is therefore certain that an epoch of development will come to an end. It will be a spiritual turning point which, however, will also have an earthly effect. For since that which is still bound in form shall also become free and take on new forms, this will also necessitate a dissolution and reshaping of the earth's creations, so that a total reshaping of the entire earth's surface is to be expected, which will end the old period of redemption and signify the beginning of a new era of development. What has been predetermined since eternity will also come to pass on the day which has been set for it. But the exact knowledge of the day remains hidden from you humans because it would not be helpful for the salvation of your souls if you knew about it. But it is no longer far away. Whether you believe it or not, the time has expired and my plan of salvation from eternity will be carried out according to my will. The fact that you humans of the present time are destined to experience this end also has its reason, for your resistance against me was strong and did not allow for an earlier embodiment as a human being. But again, the same period of time was set for you since you had to end your course of development. It is also possible for you to finish it successfully. It is still possible for all of you to find your way to me before the end, if only you give up your resistance and turn to me again, from whom you once turned away in free will to your own harm. You are still dwelling on earth. Don't let the time pass by unused, for I pour out my blessings on you in abundance and truly help you in every way. Because I alone know what it means for you if you fail and have to take the infinitely long path of development once again through the creations of the new earth. Reckon with the fact that the end is very near and prepare yourselves for this end. And truly, it will only be a blessing for you if you turn to me and appeal for my strength and help. You can still achieve much in a short time. You can be rid of your last form and attain full spiritual freedom. You only need to want that you do not travel your earthly path as a human being in vain. You only need to call upon me, your God and Father from eternity, for help and you'll find Jesus. To him who alone can and will redeem you. Do not let this admonition fall on your ears. Take it into your hearts with the utmost seriousness and think about it. And act before it is too late. For no one shall be lost, I still want to help everyone before the end comes. But it will come irrevocably, for the time has been fulfilled, the period of time has expired which was granted to the spiritual, which was to be completed in this redemption period. And a new one will begin, as and when it is intended in my plan of salvation from eternity. Amen.